he always said, when I was growing up, there'll never be anything but the 6 ounce Coke. And there were 5 cents in my childhood, five cent Cokes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, then, of course, time went by. And when he was in the hospital, really, almost before he died, they were making the big big Cokes. And I can't remember for sure if the Diet Coke had started. He would just, every time I drink a Coke, I think how Uncle Hope would just, he couldn't think of anything worse.
But the Diet Coke.
And the cans. And I have this recipe for this wonderful salad that my Aunt Milda made called Coke Salad that, oh, you use the black bean cherries and the black Jell-O and all, and you use Coke in it. And on the recipe, she has 2 6-ounce bottles of Coke. Well, of course, now you use one can because that's the 12 ounce. And we've laughed about that because, and I remember as a little girl, he'd always say, there'll never be anything but the 5 cent Coke. Well, many years that was true, but of course now, as you well know, those days are long past.
Mm-hmm. How funny.
But as you say, if I were referring, I'd probably say, would you like a Dr. Pepper? Would you like a 7-Up? Would you like a Sprite? All of that has come into being. Mm-hmm. And I drink all of that a lot of times, and actually we all love the Coke. And these are beginning to taste more like the original. For a while, they didn't taste a lot like it. But
yeah, I think Coke's gotten better somehow. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're really excited about Coke in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Well, in Atlanta's where it all started. Oh, yes,
yeah,
Uncle
we have
Hope
the world
used to go
Coke
down
there.
Uncle Hope and Aunt Milda used to go to Atlanta so often to the Coca-Cola headquarters.
An unlicensed alcohol drink that, you know, the hillbillies make it up in the, you know, the mountains. What do you call that?
What did you call it? Well, can't even think of the word.
Well, you can't think of it because we don't have it around here.
That's right.
Nobody
bootleg,
makes any.
Bootleg.
Yeah.
They have so many names attached to it, I guess. I never was a big alcohol drinker, but Mountain Dew, some they all referred to it. I can't think of any particular certain word.
Would you call it moonshine?
Moonshine. That's right. That's
the bootleg I like too.
Yeah, bootleg or moonshine. That's right. That's exactly. I couldn't think of that.
Okay. What do you call something baked that you bring to a party as a main dish? It's got lots of ingredients in it.
Casserole, or I make a corn pudding so often it's so good that I take to.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But, you know, you make all kinds of macaroni, corn pudding, as I say, is one of my favorites, and a casserole, or spaghetti, of course. You can make all kinds of different things in a casserole and take it.
Now, the word barbecue?
Oh, that's wonderful. Of course, that's when it's cooked over the coals, I love barbecues. I say we used to barbecue, now you buy it. We buy it more than anything, buy barbecue. We go down to this place down on Bassett that has all the good barbecue.
You're referring to like a beef brisket when you say barbecue,
yeah,
right?
More or less,
You know, in Georgia, I go to a barbecue. It's not a grill. It's not a grilled event. It's like you go for barbecue, you're going for the brisket.
Sure.
But it's never beef. It's always pork. And
you're
they say,
kidding.
How can you barbecue beef? How can you? They say that to me, and I'm like, we do.
Well, of course.
So, well, maybe
I've
both of us.
But I never think of it other than with beef. You know, that's
right,
my thinking
right
in this part of the country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I love this good barbecue that we get down. Well, as I say, it's right off of Texas on Bassett, and it's beef barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
But that is interesting.
Isn't that funny? Now, in the morning, you want to wake up, you want to brew some
coffee.
Mm-hmm. Do you know some things that you can make with coffee as an ingredient?
Oh, well, my sister-in-law used to make a wonderful chocolate cake with coffee.
Ooh, yum.
And it was quite a joke because she had given me the recipe.